And Srila Prabhupada had said that Bombay was his office, Vrindavan was his home, and Sri Mayapur Dham was his place of worship. Sri Mayapur Dham was the center and most important place in all of creation. There's a beautiful purport in the fifth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam where Srila Prabhupada writes that of all places within the universe, the earth is most important because the Lord descends so many times on this earth. And even the denizens of the heavenly planets consider human life on earth the most precious life in universe because it is the place where there is the greatest opportunity for self-realization. And in all of earth, Bharatvarsha, or the tract of land now called India, is most important. The Lord had descended, and the rishis and sages had preserved such a culture of bhakti. And of all places on earth, he writes here, Bengal is most important. And of all places in Bengal, Nadia. And all places of Nadia, the nine islands of Navadvip. Because this is where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates perform their most intimate pastimes. And in all of Navadvip, the heart, the center, is Sri Mayapur Dham. We see this beautiful temple coming up. Against all odds, against all mundane logic and reason, it's coming up because it was Srila Prabhupada's very, very dear, passionate offering to our whole parampara. And he expressed that to us. And as the temple is being built, just a few meters away, in this month of Kartik, we have gathered in honor of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, in the month of Kartik, on his disappearance day. And in reciprocation, Srila Prabhupada has given us a wonderful, wonderful blessing. He's blessed us with each other. He's blessed us with Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda and the Panchatattva's infinite mercy. He's blessed us with the holy names of the Lord to share. But he's also blessed us tonight with some of his very dear associates who personally spent very intimate, personal, long periods of time with Srila Prabhupada. It's been arranged, a few people will come up and speak tonight. And these devotees, some of them were with Srila Prabhupada practically from the very beginning in San Francisco. 1966, the end, beginning 67. When Srila Prabhupada was totally unknown to anyone except a few people in the Lower East Side of New York. who went with him developing centers in San Francisco, London, India, the first president of Vrindavan. We're speaking about Guru Das Prabhu. We also have a devotee who in the early days was the president of New York, I think maybe Los Angeles. He came here to Sri Mayapur Dham in the very, very early days, stages. Srila Prabhupada, how many hours and days and weeks and months of time Prabhupada was giving instructions, inspirations, how to develop Mayapur. And this devotee also was with Srila Prabhupada personally taking care of him in the last months up to the last day of Srila Prabhupada's earthly pastimes. We're speaking about His Grace Baba Ananda Prabhu. And we have a devotee, he's very humble, I hope he comes up, who was practically through much all of this with a camera, taking videos. In 1971, in Vrindavan, December, I happened to witness his marriage. And so many wonderful experiences he had personally over the years with Srila Prabhupada. We're talking about His Grace, Yadupar Prabhu. So there's many very exalted disciples of Prabhupada and many second generation devotees also who have such immense wealth of inspiration and wisdom that they can share with us. But tonight, the leaders of the Yatra and the Mayapur project decided that we'll give nice time to these three particular devotees to just share with each other and share with all of us in the process some of their memories of His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and in their association, Srila Prabhupada will certainly manifest Himself in our hearts. And let us cultivate this deep sense of union in separation from our beloved founder Acharya. Hare Krishna.
Janajana Salakija Chaksu Smilitam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave Nama. Thank you, Prabhupada. Literally, Prabhupada has made this all possible. Literally. Not just figuratively or poetically. We're sitting here. We're knowing each other, we're meeting each other, because Srila Prabhupada made it all possible. If he had not come to the West, I wouldn't have met him. I wouldn't have met you. I wouldn't have had met my dear God brothers, sisters. And by his potency, he entered our hearts with very little instruction. He would just say a few words and we would feel empowered. People said, how did you do this? There's so much challenge. How did you do this? There's no temples. There are no mridangas, no books, no deities. And how did you all do this? Well, simply we wanted to see Prabhupada smile. You could have the whole army, all the armies are Krishna. You could have all the armies, phalanxes are Krishna. Well, we had Prabhupada. We had Prabhupada. We have microphones. We didn't have microphones. We had Prabhupada. There's a cinema. Probably some of the Mumbai Wallas might know. Field of Dreams. And in it, someone said, if you build this, they shall come. It was a baseball diamond, but similarly, Prabhupada said, if you build Mayapur, if you build Vrindavan, they shall come. In Lord Chaitanya's appearance day in San Francisco, Prabhupada told us, now it's Lord Chaitanya's appearance day, so chant in the temple. Chant japa, chant kirtan, and then he gave us a manuscript, unpublished, of the Chaitanya Chaitamatra, unpublished, to read. So we did this in the morning. But then Jayananda Thakur, he wasn't Thakur then, Jayananda looked over at me, and Jivananda looked over at me, and they went, let's chant outside the temple. Let's go to where Prabhupada lives, which used to be my apartment. Let's go there and chant for Prabhupada. So, by that time, we made our own kartals. But they weren't like, you didn't hear it for 13 seconds, like the ones here. Still, they were kartals. We didn't have mridangas. Prabhupada played on a bongo drum. Boom, 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 boom. So we took the bongo drum, the kartals, we went to Prabhupada's house, chanting second story window, Willard Street. Prabhupada comes to the window. Oh, we see Prabhupada. We chant loudly. Boom, 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 bongo drum. Like this. Prabhupada comes to the window. Swamiji comes to the window. He was Swamiji. He goes, we said, oh, Swamiji told us to chant in the temple all day, japa, kirtan, read the manuscript, and now we went, and now he's telling us, go back in the temple. He told us to go in the temple all day, and now he's telling us. So crestfallen, with heads bent down, we walked down the hill back to the temple. Upendra comes running out. Swamiji wants to see you. We said, he told us to go back to the temple. He said, no, in India that means come here, come here. Oh, Swamiji, well, okay. We go up there. He's got a huge smile, huger than you. He always welcomed me. Even if it was 10 minutes, it was like, we haven't seen each other for 20 years. I was like his little puppy dog. He said, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya has given you this intelligence to chant outside of the temple. This is called Harinam. So now do this every day in San Francisco. I haven't been here for 40 years. 40 years, there was just fields. I don't even remember why I came here, because I was assigned to go to Vrindavan, but Vrindavan hadn't started yet. And there was a Calcutta Pandal. Calcutta Pandal. So I receive a written telegram in Vrindavan. Come Calcutta immediately. Oversee Pandal. Tamal ODs. Now OD means overdose. It means overdose on drugs. So I'm thinking, what is he saying? Tamal, what is Tamal ODing on the holy name? You can't OD on the holy name. So this man in Vrindavan, he's crying. He says, what does this telegram say? There's a garbled word and then left. So he said, if it's my sister, she's coming to visit me in Vrindavan. But if it says mother, my mother's sick, and it meant she died. So which is it? So I said, go to the source. The source being the telegraph office. So we went there, and it was his sister. So that was good. So similarly, I knew that they made a mistake on the telegram. Instead of it saying Tamal OD'd, it meant Tamal OK'd. So I get to Calcutta, and it's not even finished. Right before the time of the first day of the Pandal. And this happened often with Prabhupada. You were talking about anxiety this morning. Prabhupada said that Krishna consciousness is not always peace of mind. It means, how can we serve? And that's anxious. The gopis were anxious to please Krishna. And we're anxious to please Prabhupada. So I get to the Pandal, it's not done. I had to stay up all overnight. It's still being done the day of the Pandal. In Calcutta, there was this communist insurrection going on, bombing at the time, bombing and fighting. We made a nice stage, Calcutta Pandal. The communists did not want us there. They wrote a note to Prabhupada, quit or die, telling him to leave. This one devotee, his name was Colonel Dutta. He was a real character. He used to come to the Calcutta temple. He was in charge of one of the forts in Calcutta at one time, and he wore this big swooping army hat, and he'd come into the temple and he'd say, I'm going on a secret mission at these exact coordinates behind the lines in Pakistan. So we thought it was very funny because he would always tell us where the secret mission was. It was like, I'm going down this secret. We didn't know if he really went. He just disappeared for a few days. So he was ready to fight the communists single-handedly. So I said, no, Colonel Lutha. Their complaint was that we had 1 rupee seats. If older people didn't want to sit on the ground, or life members, we had some seats. Communists said, this is class distinction. They're making a lot of noise. Prabhupada says, calls me, what is that? So I tell him. He says, tell them that they can sit in the seats. Suddenly they had no cause. He took away their cause. But then he sang the Brahma Samhita and they all quieted down. Finally they're quiet. Pishima, his sister, Prabhupada's sister, had a following. Suddenly all of Pishima's disciples decide, she was sitting on the stage there, Prabhupada's there. They're making noise. The communists quieted down. Now, now Prabhupada again calls me, what is that? I don't know why he always asked me, but he did. With the Hell's Angels banging on the wall in San Francisco, what is that noise? So I said, it's your sister. She's just trying to get your attention. So he looked at me, don't joke now. Just get her to be quiet. So very nicely, I got everybody to be quiet. Sometimes in India, the people getting people to be quiet are more noisy than the original people. It's like, chop, 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 you know. So I go to Prabhupada, okay, she's quiet. Prabhupada said, I used to beat her up and I still shall. He didn't really beat her, but he beat her at kites. They would have kite contests. Govinda, Govinda, Gopala, Gopala, like that. So there's many, many lessons from Prabhupada, and on this side here, as I said, there are only fields. There was one straw hut at first. Now in Vrindavan, sometimes after lunch prasadam, I would lie down to have some rest. And I would wake up in a pool of water. I said, what is this pool of water? Oh, it's me. It's my perspiration. So then I asked Prabhupada, could I sleep in your room because Hans Rasgupta gave you a fan? And he said, yes. So, early days of Mayapur, I'm resting at night. And I'm waking up in a pool of water. And I said, wait a minute, this isn't my perspiration. This is in the middle of the night. It was the flood. Achyutananda were in a little hut, and we had this much between the water and the roof. I had to swim down and open the door, and the water went out. And Prabhupada would stride the fields and plan this and see like on top of the mountain things we didn't even see. Not only about Mayapur, but in our hearts, what we were capable of, we didn't know. And then the dormitory, the Lotus building was built. And Prabhupada was there. And devotees would come from all around. And even misunderstandings would happen. A great, 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 great pioneer devotee, Vishnu Jinnah. He looked like Lord Chaitanya himself, long arms, golden features, great kirtan. Bringing this, people could see his sincerity and his saintliness. He was so Krishna conscious from the very beginning. I remember when Tamal Krishna and Vishnu Jinnah came to the temple. Some devotees were immediately Krishna conscious. Another one was our Jayapataka Maharaj. He'd come to the temple, and I remember he was our first treasurer in Calcutta. And they were very frugal. If we had a postage stamp, we thought we were rich. It was very hard to get anything out of Jayapataka. He'd really take... But if you piqued his imagination, he would think about it, and if he liked it, he'd go... I always marveled that he'd think about it, and if he liked it, he would make a face, and if he didn't like it, he'd make a face. He was like the masks of drama, but he'd think about it first. So Vishnu Jinnah, he had some small fall down. So he asked Prabhupada on the roof of the Lotus Building, should I follow in the footsteps of Tota Haridas, who committed suicide? Now, Prabhupada just thought, should he be a great devotee, which he is. But I knew what Vishnu Jinnah was talking about, that he wanted to commit suicide. Now, I know Prabhupada was against it, because twice he sent me to stop people from committing suicide. And he said, it's not their body, it's Krishna's. So I know that he wasn't advocating suicide. So Vishnu Jinnah says, should I follow? And then I piped up, I said, if we were all to follow Tota Haridas, then we wouldn't have much of a movement left. Because we all fall down. We're all a work in progress. So I said that, but Vishnu Jinnah had gone. It's like in the Bible, they said, judge not lest you be judged, you know. So that happened on the roof of the Lotus House. Mayapur manifested so beautifully, but I had to go back to Vrindavan. So I would just come occasionally, because when the pilgrimages started, people would come to Mayapur first, and then they would go to Vrindavan. So I had to make sure everybody was taken care of. And in Vrindavan, we went on pilgrimages, and we had these workshops. I said to Prabhupada, all these devotees come together from all around the world. Why don't we have all the mridanga players, all the temple presidents, all the cooks, all the treasurers, everyone have meetings, so we wouldn't have to reinvent the wheel, so that we can learn from each other. And Prabhupada said, yes, make a list. So I made a list of everything I could think of. And then Prabhupada, with his lotus hands, he'd always do this. He'd find something we missed. He said, there's no doll makers. I said, yes, Prabhupada. I mean, this happened all the time. I was telling the story yesterday about how I said Bhaktivinoda Thakur was my second favorite author, and Prabhupada said second. And I had to admit that he was really my first favorite because of his poetic writing, and Prabhupada's writing was instructive. And I said to Prabhupada that, well, actually, you read my mind again, that he's really my first favorite, and I was implying that Prabhupada was my first favorite. And I said, because his poetic Victorian language and your writing is instructive, so he's my favorite author. Prabhupada said, if I had 1/10 of the of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, I'd be a great devotee. I don't know what he was going to say. And so I remember we went to some local ashrams together and we swam in the pond, and Prabhupada would always take us, either as many. Sometimes we went on a parikrama in Vrindavan, this red car, that was the only car we have in the movement. Now there's 25 cars and rented buses. Prabhupada's car. We went on parikrama. So, Prabhupada in the front seat, myself, Sam Mishinda in the back seat. We passed Brahmananda. Okay, come on. Okay, get it. Oh no, there's Garga Muni. Come on. It ended up with Pancha Devita Maharaj lying across us with his danda out the window. Every time we went to a temple, it was like the clown car in the circus. All of us piling out. So I just loved to be with Prabhupada. I studied Prabhupada, the personal manifestation of the shastras. Because the personal application is not always in the shastras, and that's why Prabhupada has given us this all, but it's also very important that we all can be gurus to each other, and we can all ask questions of the living gurus. And that's what I had with Prabhupada, and that's what you still can have. And so, I never had enough of Prabhupada. So one day, we're riding in the car, Akshayananda, myself, Prabhupada, in Bengal. Now, everybody from India knows that the horn and the brake is much more important than the motor. Especially the horn. So the horn, and I wondered, what is this India when I first came? Everybody's honking the horns and there's bars on the window? What, are people trying to get a sense of everybody being in prison? I realized it was for the monkeys. Bandar and prison. Now this happened to both Prabhupada and I. A little baby monkey fell through the bars. Prabhupada gave... Same thing happened to me. The mother clutched, my baby. And then she came next day to be fed. And every day, because she saw this guy is soft-hearted. So, there it is. Horn, cows, horses, rickshaws, doll, people go to the side of the road. Boom, boom, boom. Automatically. Krishna's arranged. Why are there no less accidents in India? Less accidents in India because it must be Krishna's grace. Mumbai, I'll get back to the story, but there's a thing called fuzzy logic in the United States, and a lot of people from India They're computer wizards, and they know this fuzzy logic that Westerners can't quite grasp. What is this fuzzy logic?
Okay.
In Mumbai, the man leaves his office, and the buses don't stop. You can jump on the bus. They don't stop. And some of them have poles. So he's getting the bus. And he's just about to get the bus, and the bus rides off. And he says, I can get this bus. And he goes to get the bus, and the bus... He says, I can get this bus. And he goes, and the bus... He finds himself at home, in Juhu. He's all disheveled. His tie is askew. He went to his office, Pucker. First class, nice, clean. Now... dusty all over himself and tile. So his wife looks at, what happened to you? He says, well, I'm going to get the bus, and then I'm getting, and then the bus speeds off, and then it's on that side there, and I'm getting, and then it's gone, but now I'm here. She says, she looks at him like that. He says, but one good thing, I saved 75 paisa by missing the bus. She says, you idiot. You idiot. Why didn't you chase after the taxi cab? You could have saved 21 rupees. That's fuzzy logic. So, Prabhupada and I are riding in the car, and the horn stops. So people are not going off the road, and the car is going to hit them. So Prabhupada says, give me my tali, the metal plate, and my cane. And he goes, bong, 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 and everybody goes. He says, they will think this is an American invention and try to imitate. Now, it was mentioned earlier that we were thought of to be spies. This was a rumor that was going on, that we were CIA. Now, I met with Umar Shankar Dixit. Most of you might not know younger, but he was the Home Secretary for Indira Gandhi. And I really liked him because he was a very wise man. He actually did a lot of the advising for her. And we had this high-level talk. It was like government high-level. I said, we're not CIA. Can't you say something? Can't you tell people that we're not CIA? He says, no, because you made us look bad by distributing too much food. Our food program is more successful than the government, so he said. Ambassador Keating from the American government gave us 2 tons of this WSB to distribute. So he said, your food, you're successful in many ways, not just food. So... basically, he said, okay, kid, you're on your own. We're not going to say anything. We're a secular government. There was this defense minister, Jagjivan, and he was from low caste, but still he was defense minister. So you couldn't do this in the United States. Maybe you couldn't do this now in India, but... I said, we had this pandal in Delhi, we were getting the poet laureate, we were getting the mayor, we were getting ambassador from Canada, we were getting the scientist, Dr. Atmaram. So I went to him, a devotee and I went to him, and a guard came out, and we had already had this planned. So the guard came out to stop us, and we went this way. And he didn't know where it was. So So then we went like this, and Jagjivan said, okay, they're here now, let them come. So I saw a huge picture of his mother. So I said, please come to our pando opening. He said, no, we're secular. I said, if you don't come, I'm going to tell your mother on you. Because she was chanting japa in the picture. Sometimes you have to use your wits for Krishna. I'm not necessarily saying do this at home, but in London, the neighbor was complaining about a kirtan at the early hours of 7 in the morning. He said it went through the wall to his house, and his wife was fainting, and his dog was jumping up and down. Anyway, we had all this big meeting, and all the officials come. Now, we were trying to soundproof the temple. We were trying. And we had this member of parliament in our corner. And he wrote that, yes, we're trying to soundproof the temple. So in the temple door was a window. You could see in the temple. So we said, okay, you say the sound is going through the wall. So let's all stand in the hall and listen to see if it's soundproof. So we had the door open, and we had a rousing kirtan. Door is open. Then somebody closed the door. It was our signal. Now, we did this because Krishna did it. With Aswatthama, the elephant is dead. When he rang, did the conch shell. So we said, if Krishna's going to be that clever, we have to be clever. But like I say, don't do this at home necessarily. This is what we did as pioneers, and now we may not have to. So the door suddenly closes. And so I'm playing kartals. It's a rousing kirtan. So this is how we did it. The door is closing. And as soon as the door closed, we went, The neighbor says, they said, we can't hear anything in the hall. How can you hear it through the wall when your dog is jumping up and down and your wife is fainting? We can't hear it in the hall. He said, it's a bloody trick. He tries to leave and the doorknob comes out in his hand. He looks like a raccoon caught in the headlights. So they granted. So we were called spies. We were called spies. And Umarshanga Dixit says, no, you're on your own. Secular state. Prabhupada told me that if I could get Indira Gandhi to come here to the Mayapur opening, that Bhakti Vinod Thakur would drag me back to Godhead personally. So I just about dragged Indira Gandhi by her hair to get her. But she's going secular state, secular state. I said, we're not a religion, we're a way of life. Said the same thing in Northern Ireland. We're up there and I'm on television and the man says, oh, another religion, we don't need another religion up here. I said, we're not a religion, we're a way of life, and you need a new way of life up here, because it's wartime. So Umarshanka Dixit, and I'm with Tamal Krishna within Indira Gandhi. It was a wonderful meeting because her birthday is November 19th, and on the front page was a picture of our Rath Yatra. She was like a little girl in person, but she was very politically strong. We had some Gita, Bhagavad Gita, and a little ghee got on her hands. She wouldn't take it without washing her hands. And when I said, oh, your birthday, she giggled. But still she wouldn't come. And I said, Tamal, after we left, I said, Tamal, you could sell refrigerators to Eskimos. The one time I want you to speak up, you don't. Usually I didn't want him to speak up. I was telling Bhavananda, at Bombay, when we were having trouble getting this land, Prabhupada says, Gurdas, go see Mr. Nair. You get along with everyone. Get him to give us this land. But you don't have any business sense. Tamal, go to Mr. Nair and get him to give us... Oh, but you didn't get along with anyone, so... He says, I have to do it. He puffed up his chest. So, I say to Umbra and Shankar Dixit, we're not spies. He says, you're on your own. So we're in a village one time, and the whole village said, CIA, CIA, and they surrounded me. CIA, CIA. I had a pen, an ink pen. I said, what would I want to steal from India? Nothing works. It was leaking all over. I said, but we are trying to get your secret formula for gulab jamuns. Oh, he is not CIA. I say, how many CIA people wake up at 3:30 in the morning and chant? So, and somebody this morning mentioned about when Prabhupada said, cut your throat. And, of course, he didn't mean it, but I also have a cut your throat story. I'm sitting in Vishakhapatnam. That's where Anand Prabhu came from. He was a great devotee. And we were there. And I was sitting in the temple, and there's Prabhupada walking by, and I did not have enough of Prabhupada. I'd go on the morning walks. I was with him with the massage. I'd help him with guests. And so I ran, and there were barnacles on the ground. And I was going like this with my feet. And Prabhupada looks and says, where's your shoes? And I said, oh, when I'm with you, Prabhupada, I don't feel any pain. He said, then why don't you cut your throat? He says, there's enough tapas in the world, you don't have to give yourself any more. So this is, we're not this body, we're living simply, but we want to take care of the basics. That's why I liked Radhanath Sadhu Shack in the Echo Village. He's got a thatched hut for somebody who doesn't want to live in the guest house, who wants to be more like a sadhu, yet it has a punkah and a place to put internet. So this is the modern sadhus. We want to take care of the comforts. Enough tapasya in the world, so don't give ourselves any more. And so now, I would always be with Prabhupada. I'm serving him. During the India-Pakistan wars, people are saying to him, why don't you cover your windows? Everybody's covering their windows in Delhi because of the bombs. I was more afraid that they would miss and hit Vrindavan. They weren't very proficient. They never hit Delhi. Any rate, everybody was frightened, so they go to Prabhupada. Why don't you cover your window, Swamiji? He says, you cannot even control your toothache, your stomach ache. We're not the controller, he says. But what if, they said, what if the bomb should come? And Prabhupada said, I will see the bomb as Krishna. I will see the bomb as Krishna. So, now we're all here, and I pray to you, don't take this for granted. It's in your culture, and now we're all here together. We have each other. We're all capable of being gurus. Be thankful and grateful for what Prabhupada has given us. Sometimes we get too comfortable, and when we get too comfortable, that's when movements start to go down. When we're hungry and creative and building. And I always liked that. As soon as a floor was built, I didn't want to mop the floor. I wanted to go build another floor. So right here in the Lotus Building, I was saying, I didn't get enough of Prabhupada. During the massage, he would talk about history. During the morning walks, he'd talk about nature. Highest manifestation of Krishna. He would stop at a tree and say, what is the meaning of these bird droppings? Nobody would know. He said, these birds have lived in this tree for 2 weeks. He would scientifically count the bird droppings. That's our Prabhupada. I still didn't get enough. So in the middle of the night, I'd go by his room in the Lotus House, Lotus dormitory, chanting loudly so he'll hear me like a little boy. Hare Krishna. What is that? The assistant said, it's Gurudas. Oh, Gurudas, come on. So he says, the table can come here. It was like the table was a person too. And we put our elbows on the table and we talked about writing a letter to Indira Gandhi, very intimate. I said, this is even more intimate. So the next night I show up, chanting loudly outside his door. This time he says, Gurudas. Yes, he comes out on the balcony and he says, the farmers, they're asking Krishna, give me water, give me water. And Krishna says, all right, take it. Water comes from the skies when he said that. Krishna says, all right, take it. Prabhupada didn't even change his expression. He just went into the room. Just like when the butterfly jumped on his... Didn't even change his expression. So today we're celebrating how Prabhupada can be in our hearts. He really doesn't disappear. He plays hide and seek like Krishna. And so through his books, through his tapes, through our books, through our discussions, Prabhupada is in your heart. When you think of him, he is there. And so that's what we're here to do today. And every day, the day does not go by when I don't say, and even some of my friends, they would say, Gurudas, what would Prabhupada say about this? And I think, what would Prabhupada do or say? And a lot of times I know the perspective because he's taught me so many things in so many ways. So this is a little bit of our guru, and I want to thank you very much for inviting me here.